This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio.
People come and people go. They tell us not to shout about it. People come and people go. They tell us not to shout about it.
At the time when you're growing up, bare gang signs to the crew, I'll be throwing up. I'm in on the road and my money ain't slowing up. Ring-a-ling, and yeah, the line keeps blowing up. Knowledge is power, so you know I couldn't know enough. Live to learn, yeah, we call that growing up. I had a friend that I grew with, kickball, even went school with. Back then we used to make music, when the girls came in and they got stupid. And I wish that we didn't fall out back then. Oh well, that's life and I really gotta move it. It's so mad, cause we're in the same circle, so all of your friends I'm cool with. That's like shit. That's life, but I gotta deal with it. Me and you are going on moves, cause I'm an admin, man, I got a thrill from it. Can't cry over spilt milk in it, so I'm living to learn from my mistakes. I ain't living with no regrets, everything made me the man I am today.
People come and people go, they tell us not to shout about it. People come and people go, they tell us not to shout about it. There's more than meets the eye. Why would you not shout about it?
And I see how you're aging. Nah, this ain't a game thing. Look, man, I gotta handle their business. And you gotta take note that when you're on a path, you might just lose to begin with. People grow, people change. Even friends go separate ways. And not everybody is on the estate. Some man are looking at a brand new lay like, what are you gonna do to get paid? Can't be on the same old tactics. Sometimes you might take two steps forward to take another one backwards. Trust me, that's cool, don't watch. Just stay on the job. Don't think that you gotta be like her or him. Gonna do that, might worsen your team. So stick to the plan. I make the team that you can call fam. So whenever things get mad, you're staying on point, never going off track.
People come and people go. They tell us not to shout about it. People come and people go. They tell us not to shout about it. There's more than meets the eye. Why would you not shout about it? Hey, I want to just stand by it.
Yes, sir.
It's not a dream. Let's show them it's our time. It's too easy to fall for all we've done. But now you're wide awake, a blessing resounds on you, raining down on you. Wide awake, 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 wide aw
Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's Renzo Nottingham inside with Sarah DeBunda. How are we?
Good, we're very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you very much. Michael Payne's not here today, I don't know if you've noticed.
I hadn't until just now, but you're right, he's
good,
not.
Good job I informed you then.
He's
luckily, Capoli's coming in again.
Any second
now.
He does think the show starts at 4:05, I think.
He does, yeah. He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, this happens in the industry.
He's in the building, so that's good.
Well, I heard he was in the lift
last
time.
He's in a lift, yeah. He's in a lift.
Okay, so he's coming up, technically.
He is coming up. We've got a guest in as well.
And our guest is Fusion from Newham. He's going to be coming in talking about his new album, or his new project, sorry, Ready, and his new single off that, Don't Get Me Mad. Mm-hmm. Last week, we tried Prosecco, alcohol-free
yeah,
Prosecco.
Yeah, Lidl's lovely.
Yeah, we did.
Have that today.
We had a couple of glasses in the studio, then I went out after and I must have had 5 or 6 brandies, and then I woke up in the morning and I had the worst hangover.
I think it was down to the brandies. Hangover free brandy,
but it was promising me no hangover.
That's true. I also went out and had cheap wine and had a hangover, but that's what happens, doesn't it?
Well, I think, but do you know what, that Prosecco tasted no difference at all.
So lovely.
It was just
why would you drink any other kind?
Yeah, exactly. If you're not going to get a hangover as well, that's the only
perfect
part of drinking that, and you know, like oversharing.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst parts of drinking alcohol.
Well, that's very true.
Are you an oversharer when you drink?
What do you mean by oversharer?
When I get drunk, I'll just start telling people everything about
the alcohol.
No, with my life.
Oh, no, I do that. Yeah. And then you have the next day where you're like, what did I say to this person?
And then you look in the mirror and you think, fuck.
And then you check your phone to see what you might have put on social media, what you might have texted someone.
Oh, I've done it again. Yeah. I'm deleting Instagram stories in the morning. I'm making apps. I'm the worst. I can be inviting strangers that I've never met before on holiday. We'll be in the toilets of a club and I'll be like, oh, we should all go to Berlin together.
Amazing.
Oh, it'd be lovely.
Absolutely
me,
amazing.
You, bring your mates in, you know.
Sure.
Oh, look who's at the window. It's Capo
Lee.
Well,
should we just get into a little song?
Yeah, let's play a little song. We'll bring him in.
Make that step. Who I go vote for love when the election set. Whose ex will be the one to represent what's next? Or is it just to get that check? Are the dollars where affect man's sense? Is that what is the intention? Then you get the message, do a press back send. This are the answer for the question them. Raise your hand up, it's the next anthem, my friend.
Cause you're a blessing with the brightest light. And
you're
shining upon the youth them shine. Cause we there so for truth them right.
They are,
they are so for truth them right.
They are,
and they are the day that my soul takes
light.
Babylon will hear my voice. Cause we there so for truth them right.
They are,
they are so for truth them right.
They are.
Yes, and that was Protégé.
Truths and Rights.
Truths
featuring
and Rights.
Featuring Mortimer, his new one.
Yes. Capu's in.
Hi.
Yay.
How are
Good
we?
Good afternoon.
Hi, Capu. Capu himself.
I made it.
How are you?
I'm all right, you know?
Yeah, good. Good.
How's everyone?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Oh.
Had a good weekend?
I'm not a millionaire yet. That's a problem.
Yeah.
What did you not get up to this weekend?
I went to the NFL.
I saw that, you know.
Yeah. That was mad. Thanks to everyone at the NFL again for having us down. It was a pleasure. Got to go pitch side.
Yeah, I see.
Still,
I saw one of the great captions.
I can't even
from Michael.
Oh, yeah. Michael Payne's captions on Instagram or something.
King of captions.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you say he was going to get? A caption in the booth. He's due one anytime now. Can we get Charlie Sloth on the phone? See if we can... What did you go to this weekend then?
What did I do this weekend? I just chilled this weekend, you know, because I got like the rest of the year's hectic. So that was like my one weekend where I could just chill and play some FIFA. You know?
Yeah. Sure. Have you been playing the new FIFA?
Yeah.
I heard it's dead.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's the new FIFA, so you got to play it.
Oh, okay.
But it's
kind
of dead, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying bring back FIFA 98. That was the best one.
What? Oh, my God.
Road to World Cup.
Tap triangle to spray.
Yeah. I'm one about Sega Mega Drive. I only had A, B, and C. You know what I mean? I was... Anyway, this week we have got stories by the mass. We have stories in abundance, and we've got stories to share. I've got a few stories to share of my own
I
as
know,
well.
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah,
them.
I've been out kissing girls, Anna.
Got you went kissing?
Kissing and asking how it went for them.
Wow.
So, going to find out how that went for me a bit later on. But first of all, we'll get into talking about sexual intercourse and sexual...
The huge
advance. Yeah, that's what we mainly talk about.
I feel like
it. We're very sexually active on this show.
on this show, at least 2 hours.
You know, that's what when I picked up the paper, the first thing I saw was sex. Mm. I was like, "What? We're back at it again?" Because the last topic was sex. Like.
We're just very horny in this studio. <isn't>
just for 2 hours on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we just. That's why it's called the Hump Day Show. And if you do want to get in touch with us with your Hump Day queries, you can do so if you email us hump@foobarradio.com or tweet to us @foobarradio and we can help you out. Any problems don't just have to be sexual, it could be anything.
Sure.
But talking of the sexual problems, there is a sex education website for 7-year-olds that teaches advanced positions.
Tell me more.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Tell me more.
So a sex education website with explicit drawings. I like how the drawings as well. Okay. It's come under fire after children as young as 7 were taught about fellatio. Okay.
7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A 2-fingers oral sex technique. What?
How
does that work?
Well, I don't know. How
a
do you
2-fingers oral?
I don't think oral, means in the mouth. Do you think kissing is oral?
Oral is your mouth, right?
Well, if oral sex is generally
involved
in the mouth.
So what I'm saying is 2-finger oral. So is it...
It's not 2 fingers in the mouth, is it?
Is it 2 in the... And then with the what? I'm assuming it's fingering and eating out at the same time.
What do you think it is,
at
Catherine?
7, yeah.
What do you think a 2-fingers oral sex technique is?
I thought that they were using their fingers to learn a technique of oral sex. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
That's
could
what,
be.
You know, like the...
All right. Well,
I thought it was like 2 inside while I was massaging the clit with the tongue. You know what I mean? That's what I thought was going to...
That old classic.
Just, I think...
You think that's what it's called?
Probably.
I don't think it has a name.
I'm not.
That doesn't have a name, does it?
No.
Yeah, it does. The two-finger oral sex technique. Where have you not been living?
Oh, do you know the next one?
Yeah. Oh, about the deep cave position.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm assuming that's... I'm going to say anal.
Oh.
At seven?
No, they're not. I don't know. I don't know if they're...
Well, there must be gay seven-year-olds. There,
yeah,
must,
for
there
sure.
must be gay seven-year-olds.
Sure. So if they're teaching for... I don't know if the deep cave... Sex position it's a position rather
but
than.
Do you know when I was
rather
seven?
Than act.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a position.
When I was seven,
was you doing deep cave? Probably, isn't it?
But no, when I was seven, I didn't think I cared about sex at all.
No,
I don't think.
Maybe because you weren't taught about it.
Yeah, true. If my mum and dad had taught me about the... In fact, I don't want my mum and dad teaching me about deep cave.
Well, I'd like to know. Can we do some research on what the deep cave sex position is, please? And then immediately erase the browser history after you've done it.
It's mad, though. When you teach it from young, it puts the idea into the mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes kind of away the old school taboo
of
the sexual act, you know what I mean? Because when you're younger, you talk like, oh, you know... You have sex, you die. That's how it works.
What age do they usually teach sex ed?
14, maybe?
No, we learn in year 6.
I swear it was year 6.
Oh, how old's that?
9, 10. 10
oh,
or 10, 11.
That's
10,
early
11.
Still, isn't it?
When did you learn? Year 9?
Yeah, 14. I think so. I think I was... Well, no, I was probably younger than that, but... Oh, that's Deep Cave. That's just,
so Deep Cave. We've got a picture of Deep Cave up, and that's just
that missionary.
Missionary, yeah. They're trying to make it fancier by not saying it's Deep Cave.
They're trying to rebrand it. Trying to rebrand missionary.
Okay.
Well, the website called, I think it's Alls. We're going to say Alls. Mm-hmm. Alls Over Sex. Sex spelled S-E-K-S. Then in brackets, Everything About Sex. Was launched by Sensoa, Centre for Sexual Health in the Belgian region of Flanders.
Very frisky in Belgium.
Oral sex techniques such as the twist and shout.
What's that?
Wait, what? Who made this website? Someone who's never had sex before.
What?
The twist and shout. You're on about the twist and shout. Yeah, I was deep caving last night.
What do you think the twist and shout is?
The twist and shout.
What would that be?
But it's an oral sex technique.
It sounds like a hand job gone wrong.
It's the shouting. Stop it.
With the twist.
Well, I don't know how deep into this I want to get, but I'm going to go with deep throat, right? Then they shout, so like the voice box kind of like vibrates on your penis when it's down there. I don't know if that's...
Okay, so it's for guys, you think the twist and shout.
If not, I've just invented
one. So where's the twist come from?
In the hand technique. Just did that on camera, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. The twist. It's a method, apparently. Twist and shout.
Yeah, method. And the V finger technique. I know about the V finger, the Vulcan, you know, two in the pink, two in the stink. That's.
What?
The Vulcan, you know, two in the bum, two in the vagina.
Oh, okay. I didn't think I thought it was just two, like V.
No. I was assuming... maybe I've just got a bit...
What did you
maybe
think
mine's a bit too advanced for seven-year-olds.
I had no idea.
V finger. Oh, my God, okay. God, they are getting advanced lessons here.
Yeah. But they demonstrated as well for the Belgian youngsters. The hummingbird technique is explained as... making your tongue rapid flappy movements over the penis, just like the wings of a hummingbird. You can apply this to the technique everywhere, from the testicles to the tip of the penis.
That's very rapid. Yes, that is exactly what it is. And you're very good at that one, I think.
Thank you. I don't know how I'm single. The website was originally meant for 15-year-olds, but was also recommended to children as young as 7 in Belgian schools. Flemish Minister for Culture and Youth, Sven Gatz, said that those opposed to the website show a new kind of prudishness.
Because in some European countries, not we are still part of Europe, but some other ones, they're quite loose, aren't they? They're quite kind of like about sex. They're like, cool, whatever. Have wine when you're 5. That's fine. Yeah. Have sex and have the hummingbird technique. Try it. Why not? They're okay.
Giving wine to kids at dinner is similar to the Belgian hummingbird technique.
Deep cave.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, tie them in with the same brush, but I can see where you're coming from. But, you know, some places have the age of consent is a lot lower.
It is. There are some countries.
I'm not saying that my country is more advanced on the understanding of sex in those countries, but I do think that's bang out of order. but
with it being younger.
Yeah, but I do think you need to learn about sex education when you're younger. But at seven, I do not need to know about the twist and shout.
No, but I think it's good that if I'm in Belgium and someone asks me to go to visit the cave, I'm going to know what they're talking about. Now I'll be like, oh, I think I'm all right. I don't know you well enough to be going to a deep cave with you, so that's okay.
But a new type of prudishness. Do you know if I had a kid and it was seven, I wouldn't want them deep caving.
Yeah, like, suppose your kid went on a school trip or something to Belgium or whatever and come back talking about all this madness.
Deep caves. I'd think they've been potholing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what they'd want you to think as well.
But, I don't know. What do you...
Well, I think I might have a look at it because it seems like there's some things that I still need to be taught. So I might just be having a look at this thing.
Yeah, I thought I knew everything, but...
Not.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's... It's normal. I don't know how to explain this one.
Definitely not seven.
No, what?
Yeah, so I think all that does is just like, it just makes them want to try out. They learn. I don't know. They might go to the corner of the playground.
And
try to twist and shout.
What age do you think that you would like to have been taught about the twist and shout?
Now, I still need to know.
Now, but if you were younger, like,
can someone look up the twist and shout for me? Is that all right?
I reckon about. I think 12.
Okay, 12 would be good. Like,
maybe like by like 14, people have already tried things.
Yeah.
See, it might be good when you lose your virginity, because obviously if you don't know this stuff, like the first time is not always great. Yeah. But if you can bust out the twist and shout on the hummingbird.
First time.
Cool.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. See, when I was...
Yeah.
See, when I ever first had any sexual relations with a girl, I couldn't find the hole.
Remember you said that.
Yeah.
The front hole.
If I'd had a website like this, I would have saved all that embarrassment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would have...
But then also, it would have made you try out other things.
Yeah, exactly. I would have been twisting and shouting at the end of my rope.
In the bush. That's where you always
do
things.
I did have one bush that was like where I'd take girls when I was younger.
Was it a thick bush?
It was, yeah. And you had to go in round the back and there was a fence. And then there was like a hollow bit in the middle.
And it was dark. No one could see.
Yeah. And it was right at the end of my street. So it could meet girls on that bit of field. You know, would smoke a bit, flirt, and then have sex in the bush.
I've got the twist and shout on screen.
So that's just reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, they've really got different names for it.
And why does a woman look like that?
Like what? What does she look like?
Like, look at a bum in the bottom of her back. Like, it goes...
I think the man's arm is on her back or leg or something. I don't think that she's got a weirdly arched back.
She's holding onto her back.
Yeah. So that actually, in the way that she's sitting, sort of crouching, would be really uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah, I try and squeeze that position in, but I've never called it the twist and shout.
No. Well, that's what you need to call it now.
Just it's the reverse cowgirl.
But not in Belgium, it's not.
It's a twisting shout. But where's the twisting? And why do you have to shout?
She's contorting her body a little bit with her legs there, I think.
Like, are you obliged to shout? Do you have to? Is that...
Well, that's good, probably from the cramp. Good sex. Yeah. But you're shouting from the cramp.
Oh, you bastard.
Well, it's educational for us to do.
And I think I prefer the more traditional terms.
Missionary.
Yeah, than the deep cave. The hummingbird. I've never even heard of a technique.
What's the hummingbird?
It's the fast licky one.
Fast tongue.
Okay.
Like the hummingbird's wings.
But I don't think the hummingbird... One, I've never tried the hummingbird.
No.
And two, I don't think that if someone was doing that on your testicles, it's going to be... I think it would tickle me more than anything.
Well, why don't you, for next week's show, do some homework? Go and get someone to do... Or see if they will do the hummingbird to you, and then come in and you can tell us what the hummingbird's like. Do all of these.
Well, I've been doing some homework of my own.
Oh, well, lovely. We're going to
when it comes
that.
To kissing. So, should we play a song?
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll talk about it.
Yes.
Dickheads, losers, you're only bad on computers. Keep talking about shooters, but you're lying like Lucius.
Lying.
I used to run man down in my Nikes, now I just do it in my Pumas.
Run man down, man down.
Can't give me no backchat, I tell him shut up like Lucas.
Shut.
Free up my bros in the cell, when I give stamps I open a mail. If I get the West then I'm not phoning a girl. Had your WCW holding my belt. Can't talk bait on a hot phone.
spurs on like it's Moscow. I make the weed plug in Sweden, like I gotta try bring the stock home. I was on the road when gets me, sing for me. I can make your girlfriend sing for me. See the car dash like Kimberly. In the trap house in Indomie. I think they got it in for me. But we don't take checks in Heath. We buy at the bar, charms rest in peace. Bro came in a Mac, you don't eat fast food much. Save all the chat, don't get your dog moved up. Yeah. The man talk shit, nobody asked you cuz. Ask flips, don't even talk too much. 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 Don't even talk too much.
My name's Crep, my name's Tally. I like Skeks, I like Fanny. Not my brother, stop calling me Aki. I eat planted, you eat batty. Don't put in work, you're a fool. Nerd, 16 murder you all. Hurst, big black merc that I bought. Skirt, got your bird on my balls. Spurs. Fam was school, but school. I can't do it, but a man them could. Bang like bubble, buy like budgie. I use goddamn man, use juju. Rap god fam honor me. Man used to say for them wallabies. Now I'm in business class talking about the economy. Let's make it fair. Fair. The truth, don't take it there. Punch you out your accessories. Yes. Let me just make that clear. Hater, rap scene savior. Man. You wanna take shots like boss, why? But don't wanna say my name up.
Bro came in a Mac, you don't eat fast food much. Save all the chat, don't get your dog moved up.
Yeah.
The man talk shit, nobody asked you cuz. Ask flips, don't even talk too much. 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 Don't even talk too much.
Flows over sick and contagious. Not underground, I'm not famous. Don't run your mouth around strangers. Chatty mouth, you're too dangerous. Little chatty mouth, you're too loud. It's like chatty mouth's the new style. The man are doing shows for too foul. Can't stop laughing, man, you're too foul. Anyway, I hit the curb and do street. Street. Scrap the merc and do cheeks. Can't hold the phone, you're too weak. Too weak. Plus, I went hold in 2 weeks. Plus, I go hard on my ones. I am nobody's son. No. Dumb things that nobody's done. Come off, my name is over, I won. Aight, little man, check this. Get your chain yapped and you call us. Feds in my crib trying to leave a man doorless. Pay for the door and they paying for my time. Cause the feds don't wanna see another Black August. Sorted, bought new floors but I'm flawless. Ring ring tracks, sell packs in the quarters. Told you niggas that fips don't talk, but I fipped it again. Let me tell them on the chorus, boy. Bro came in a Mac, he don't eat fast food much. Save all the chat, don't get your dog moved up.
Yeah.
The man talk shit, nobody asked you cuz. Ask flips, don't even talk too much. 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 Don't even talk too much.
Can I talk? Am I that?
Please do.
I don't know. I feel like that was a warning, maybe more than anything else. That's Crep Kernan and Stormzy, Ask Flips. Don't ask him, he won't talk too much anyway.
No.
So, I want to talk to you a little bit about the last week. So, week before, as you know, I'd kissed a girl and she'd said 5.5 out of 11.
Okay.
If you remember. I don't know why that.
So, you know, sorry, you know, Capo, that Reese is bad at kissing. We talked about that, haven't we?
About it last week.
Okay. Yeah. So, this week I've been out with a few different girls, and we've shared some kisses, you know. We won't go into any more detail than that.
Okay. But you're going, please do, you have to go into more detail than that.
I mean, I'm not going any further than the kissing, you know.
Oh, okay.
But the actual kissing itself, I have, each time I've kissed a girl, I've asked.
Can I kiss you?
Good or bad?
Oh.
No. Oh, I mean, obviously, I didn't just take him by surprise.
How long was the kiss?
Yeah.
Remember, we spoke about length.
Well, there's a lot of, I'd say, in like a 10-minute period, there was quite a bit of kissing that happened over that period, if that makes any sense.
Remember, you said that was too long.
Yeah, you said
week.
2 minutes
you
was too long.
You must like her.
So, no. So basically...
When's the wedding?
So I'm basically talking about sex here. Over the time that we had sex, we kissed, you know, before...
During?
Yeah.
No?
Definitely not after.
Oh, Reese, man.
What? I'm not going to kiss someone that's had my penis in their mouth. Why would I do that?
Oh, what? They must be so sad after. Anyone that has sex must be so sad afterwards.
Why? Because I won't kiss you because my penis. What? I don't want to talk about that.
What do you do?
What just do I do? Chuck him a toothbrush, pat him on the butt. No, I don't. I'm joking. I did not do that. God. I did not
all
do
right.
that.
Well, the kissing that you did.
They do that to me.
You were doing it as an experiment to see if you could get some reports, yeah?
I wouldn't say I've been kissing these girls as an experiment. but I thought, whilst it's happening, I may as well take the opportunity to run a little experiment.
Sure.
And I've asked how it's been going, and in the last three, I've had two averages and a good.
I think you need more feedback than that, as into what was average.
In the last four,
what was the scores?
So in the and they've not told me. One of them told me, you know, like 5.5 out of 11, and then
11.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where that one came from. I don't know. Or 5.5. She could have just said 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But
because that was so bad, she wanted an extra mark from the 11. She was like, I'm going to mark him.
I think she went 5.5 out of, and then she went, actually, wasn't that good? 11.
Yeah.
But so yeah, one I got one 5.5 out of 11. Then another girl said average.
Yeah.
And then another girl said average. And then another girl said good. So it turns out that I am the bad kisser. Like you'd say average because you're not going to tell someone they're bad, are you?
No.
So
you
if
say
I was average, you'd go, oh no, you were good. Do you know what I mean? If you're average, you're gonna. If you're bad, you're gonna go, no, no. It was all right.
Do you not want some more feedback than just why am I average? What am I doing that's not
you ask
good?
Them what you're doing wrong, but.
No, I didn't.
How
I didn't.
You could improve.
How are you going to get better?
I don't. Yeah, that's weird. How are you actually going to improve?
But it's weird enough asking someone, you know, how good I am at kissing. I didn't want to ask for details.
Right, because rating them is not weird. Saying, can you rate me, is not weird at all.
What if they say, oh, you're not doing enough stiff tongue? And I'm like, I hate the stiff tongue.
Do you have to do the stiff tongue, I'm afraid, I think, maybe?
Oh, the stiff tongue. That might bring you up to a higher score.
To like a 7.
That might be just the only thing that's lacking.
Well, I'm going to get help.
Yeah, we have got a kissing expert coming into the studio, I think, in a couple of weeks' time.
Who is going to be teaching me how to kiss properly.
Yeah, I told her. I said, Reese on the show isn't a very good kisser and you need to help him. She was sure. When do you want me to come in?
How is that?
So how's she going to help you? Just tell him.
I think she's going to talk him through. So I'll bring a teddy or something in for you to kiss.
Oh, I'm not going
to
kiss her?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I'm down to... Do I have to wear a dental dam? I don't know. How does it work when you're kissing sex workers?
That's for oral. You're supposed to wear dental dams, aren't you?
Okay,
not just for actual
wishful
kissing.
Wishful thinking, that wasn't my God. I don't know. What's the rules of kissing sex workers?
It depends what kind of sex worker they are. Which sex worker do you mean?
Well, what kind of sex worker is... The lovely lady that's coming in.
I don't know. We'll ask on her signature on her email. It says kissing expert, sex worker. So I don't know. That could mean an escort. I guess it could mean a prostitute. I don't think it would have that on it if we have a signature.
Maybe
it could mean as you said, a dominatrix.
Yeah. Well, maybe she has got a PhD in kissing because I know for a fact that you can get a PhD in threesomes.
Yeah, you do know.
Can
that.
You?
I do. Because, and she's British, I'm assuming,
she
this
is.
Woman, right?
She is.
Well, because the guy who's got his PhD in threesomes is also British.
Yes.
And after discovering there are a few academic studies about the sexual dynamic, he went ahead and got himself one. Ryan Scopes, his name, a researcher from Birmingham City University. Of course, it was in Birmingham. is inspired to study menage a trois after having a hot one with his ex-girlfriend and another woman.
So that's like he had a brilliant threesome. He went, I want to study more of this.
Do you know when I have ever had sex? I've not gone, get me online. UCL, UM. I got my UCAS points. So surely there's a PhD as well. So that's clever. Telling me he already had a degree in
threesomes.
And like onesomes.
I wonder how much people was in the class.
Him and two others at least. he tried to read up on the subject and found it hadn't really been thoroughly researched, especially threesomes among two men and one woman. Mm-hmm. He said, a PhD should be about expanding knowledge, so I felt the topic of threesomes gave me the greatest scope to do so. He pitched it to the university. I'd love to know how that meeting went. So, Dean, right. I've sat down with my girlfriend and another woman.
A lovely threesome.
It was fantastic. And from that, I want to look further into it. That's quite disgusting. I want to know more about it. So, what are you thinking? Me, a couple of mates, will come in. A couple of days a week. But yeah, he pitched it to the university as a focus of his PhD and spent months surveying college-age people about their sexual encounters. He found men are more open than women to threesomes, but are also more likely to be disappointed. And in most cases, there was little physical interaction between the men during threesomes. Mm. He found bromances and further accent... He found bromances and further acceptance of sexuality had seen men use threesomes as a closer way to bond with their friend.
Now, you have some friends.
I do. We normally go for a pint.
Find, like, if they were like, I don't drink... Don't drink alcohol. You go, okay, I want to bond with you. I don't drink. Should we have a threesome? Would you find that as a way to bond with your mates, maybe? Kevin?
Not really. Not me. Not me, personally. No. I would think that's a bit... Do you know what I'm saying?
You'd try the pint first, probably.
Yeah,
we'll
try the pint first.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That might lead to... That might have more luck.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Should we go bond as it? Oh, I don't really blaze. Pint? I don't... Should we go get something to eat? I've already eaten. We could bomb. I don't know if you're down with that.
Yeah.
I've got another friend. We could all get together and have a little...
I think it's the two guys... This scenario is the two guys with a girl, but they're bonding... They're having a bonding thing over... I don't think they're having sex with each other. I think they're both having sex with a woman, but just being there naked together.
Well, when I was living in Barcelona, my roommate, I caught him having a bonding session in the living room with two other men. And he wasn't... Okay. I mean... He wasn't gay. He had a girlfriend before that.
I'd say he's at least bisexual.
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, he probably does have homosexual tendencies. But, you know, it could have just been a bond. It could be a thing that we've not known about. I thought he was twist and shout. In fact, one of them was getting deep caved. I definitely saw that. He said, in the past, it would have been more stigmatised for men to have two male threesomes. But they did seem comfortable telling their friends he had had one.
Do they? Do you guys feel comfortable telling if you've had one? Let's imagine.
What, with two guys and one girl?
Just any kind of threesome, really.
I've had a few threesomes. Oh. And I've had two females and two guys and one girl.
Mm-hmm. And you're obviously comfortable telling people about it?
Yeah, I never did nothing with it. It wasn't that hard. You know what I mean?
It was bonding.
It was. It was a team bonding session.
Do you feel...
I've never had one.
That's fine. I haven't either.
You're missing out.
No, really? I don't think. Why? What's good about them?
Do you know if it's like... This is going to sound weird, right? But do you know normally if it's like your mate and one girl, it's normally like more of a laugh than it is anything else. Like you're all just catching joke and it's just...
Well, I mean, I can't judge you as the threesome because you're already like not... You're not going to be kissing. You're not going to be doing...
I mean, you're not going to kiss in a threesome, are you?
I think so. I think you would.
I've never kissed in a threesome.
You don't kiss in a twosome, so I don't know why you'd kiss in a threesome.
Yeah, true. True.
I think I'd be too shy for one. Though.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
No.
I don't know how I'd feel about it.
Do you get fully naked?
Keep my socks on all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I can well believe that. But yeah, I know what you mean. It would be kind of like...
I don't know how I'd cope.
Well, would you... prefer if you were to have a threesome, because most women have said they were intimidated by the thought of having sex with two men and they feel subsided when the men interacted during the encounter. Would you, if you were going to have a threesome, would you prefer two men, one man, or two women?
Two men.
Yeah,
because I would feel weird the same way that you do about it, and that if there was another woman there, I'd just be a bit like, oh, okay. Whereas, because I wouldn't be focused on her. So I'd be thinking about her, but if it was two, I don't know, I think I'd be two guys. Whereas you'd presumably have two women.
Yeah, well, do you know what? No. It depends, because do you know with two women, like, what you meant to do with the second woman? Like, because I'm not...
what do you think you would be?
I'm not going to lick vagina, okay?
Okay, but you do have two hands.
Yeah. I'm using them to give myself a round of applause. So
okay, so in this, you're not kissing. So what we know is you're not using your mouth. Yeah, so that's ruled out. So what you're using is your penis, and that's it. So
well, do you know if I've got rhythm that like I can't use? It's like patting your head, rubbing your tummy. Do you know what I mean? It's very difficult to.
So okay, so why have you had more than one threesome then? If clearly it's not for you, or
I mean, it is. Look, I mean, it is.
He has it for a laugh.
Yeah,
that's
for
what
him,
it is. That's all it is. It's just a laugh, isn't it?
That is just trying out some new material.
Yeah, it's basically just a laugh, isn't it?
So would you, if you had one, it would be, I'm guessing it would be with two women.
Yeah. That's where I'd feel most comfortable if I was to have one.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair enough.
They're hard to come out. They're like gold dust, almost.
Three.
Have you had one with two women?
Yeah, only once. But
what did you prefer?
All right, so I've probably had about, I don't know, four or five in my life.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Wow.
Only had sex four or five times, you said, as well. So that's every time.
He only does threesomes.
Yeah, I'm too shy on my own now. You just want to admit with me. Normally it's with a friend, and it's like, do you know what I mean? Like after TAM or something like that.
What?
And you'll go back to someone's house and have a threesome.
You don't eat kebabs, do you? So you don't do that on the way home. You just have a threesome.
But, oh, you're about the food. Sorry. Oh.
What is that? What's a kebab? Is that a sexual position?
No.
Oh, it could be though, couldn't it?
That's another word for
a vagina.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, I see.
I don't eat kebabs, so I just have threesomes with my mates instead.
Don't you feel like in a threesome, I feel like there'd be one person that's slightly like left out.
Smiley.
Then, yeah.
What does that person do?
Just some crosswords, just some like...
I'm going to text a girl that I've had a threesome with, see how she found it with two guys.
I thought you were about to say, see if she fancied one again. Like, no. Capo's not into it. Leave him out of this. He doesn't want one.
I mean, she might be.
Okay.
I put the feelers out there.
Don't call it that. Is that what you call it? I put the feeler out there.
No, I don't call that my feeler. It's because it's got no sensation anymore. Yeah, that's that aside. I think we should play a song, actually. I've made myself feel a bit sick. lovely. Who was that?
It was Samson Ash.
Samson Ash.
With Too Rough.
It was a bit smooth for a rough.
Yeah, it was smooth.
It was very smooth. But I've already been saying, Kappa, I think you should be working with him soon.
We'll have something out next year.
Yeah, please.
Put it in the universe.
I'm going to get him in here. It's going to happen.
We stumbled across a little fact about myself during the
You mentioned it, and I said, well, hold that till we get back.
I don't know how you forgot that.
I forgot to mention I once had a fivesome.
And how did you even forget that?
It was a long time ago. It was probably I was 17 at the time, 18 maybe. Mm-hmm. I think that's 17 because I couldn't drive. I might have even been 16 because I couldn't drive yet. And I passed my test when I was seven. I was only 3 months into being 17 when I passed my test. So anyway, that's besides the point. One day I was at my friend's house and we were playing FIFA, and there was me, my mate Badger, and my other mate. I don't know what to call him.
Well, can we just say that Kappo said Jasmine Song? Well, he's already a legend with a name like Badger.
Yeah, Badger.
He looks, he sounds like a badger would if it could talk.
How?
Hello, my name's Joshua.
Oh, that's how I
said. How are you guys today? He doesn't actually talk that, but that's why. Anyway, so Badger and my other mate, I'm going to call him. I'm just gonna have to go with it. He's probably not going to listen. So anyway, my mate Bob, right?
And we're sounds like you just made that up.
No, we're at Bob's house, and we're playing FIFA, and it was loser has to put a pizza in. Anyway, Badger lost, but didn't want to put the pizza in, and it got to one of them like, oh, whoever loses has to put the pizza in. So Badger was like,
and proper lads night, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, about midnight, 1 a.m. And there's this place near my parents' house. Well, it's like a 25-minute drive from my parents' house.
Mm.
It's called Blidderth Bottoms, or as it's better known, Bummer's Woods.
What?
Anyway, it's a bit of a hot dogging spot. And
but in dogging you do everything, don't you?
So, anyway.
Yeah, well, I feel like you've got a story about dogging coming later.
So we went to Blidderth Woods. So
yep.
That's where we went. We drove up to Blidderth Woods in Badger's car. And when we were there, the rules are, if you flash your lights, someone is, that means that you're down to do whatever.
Right.
And this van was flashing its lights, and we were kind of like, oh, people just do it, it's a joke, kids go up there and have a laugh. But we were basically we went up there to smoke weed, if I'm honest with you. Not to actually, but it's
to a dogging site you went to get smoke weed.
It's always funny to see these dogs. It's a funny place to go, like some of the sites you would see up there, like I've seen some of the maddest stuff you could ever see up there. So we always used to go up there and blaze. Anyway, this van's shining the lights, we get out, we're having a spliff.
Mm.
And we walk up to the van, and there's this woman in there. She's a very, very large lady. And her husband's in the back of the van. We don't see him. And we're talking to her. She's like, oh, the radio's broken.
Random conversation to have in the woods.
I know. and then her husband comes around to the front of the car. His name's Bryn. So we start chatting to Bryn. Bryn and Charlotte, their names were. So we start chatting to Bryn and Charlotte, and they ask what our names are. So I say, oh, my name's... I didn't say my real name, sorry. I said my name was Mark. My mate said his name was Luke. And then my mate Bob, whose real name is Matthew, said his real name instead of Bob. So we had Matthew, Luke, and Mark. We were one John away from having the apostles in there. So anyway, we started chatting to them, and they're like, oh, yeah. Because we were like, oh, we live in Hucknall, the town I'm from. They're like, oh, we live in Bullwall, which is the next town along.
Mm.
So they were like, oh, follow us, we'll go to my house. So we get in the car and we follow Bryn.
You wouldn't do this, would you?
Not even.
Kappo and I would not. The face you're giving there, this would not happen.
Well, the whole time, like, Bull's a rough estate anyway. So anyway, we're following into Bull.
See, the police are coming, they heard this story. They're like, no, there's something going on here.
They happen to live on Crabtree Estate, which is like the roughest estate in Bull as
Some of these names are...
So anyway, we follow them in, and on the way there, we're saying, like, if they offer you a drink, don't drink it. Like, we're going to end up tied up on Facebook. Do you know what I mean?
But yet you're going to their house.
I'm with Bob. Bob's a big bastard. I want to show up. Do you know what I mean? And like,
you don't know who was waiting there, though.
Mm. Yeah, Bob will put it on anyone. I don't care. But so anyway, we get into the house, and I swear on my life, there was nothing in there. A sofa, a stack of DVDs, and a TV. That was just all.
So
was
you, didn't
room.
You think you was going to die
when you saw that? 100%. And do you know what? When we got in there, Bryn was like, oh, put a porn on. put porn on, yeah? But the TV, you can freeze the screen.
So the screen was frozen, but the sound of porn was playing in the background.
Oh my god!
So anyway, then Brendan's telling us how he loves like Hard Rock Cafe, and he's got all these like Hard Rock Cafe jackets and this and
the while the porn's on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And anyway, Bryn goes out to his van to get his Hard Rock Cafe jacket. And whilst he does, Charlotte, his wife, starts giving me head in the living room, right?
But how did that happen?
Bro, she just moved to me. I was wearing... She had to untie my shorts and everything. She was just being bare flirty. And then as soon as he left the room, she started giving me head.
But didn't you think, hold on?
No, no, all that let it happen. My bedroom's about sat there as well. Anyway, so Charlotte comes... Bryn comes back in the room. And he's gone, oh, Mark, you could have waited. And then him and Charlotte have gone upstairs. So while they're upstairs, me and my mates have sat down and we're like, yo, this is the weirdest shit that's ever happened.
Mm.
Anyway, they're upstairs and then they shout me as they're upstairs, they shout, oh, Mark, come up. And I was saying to my mates, like, oh no, I'm not going up on my own. Like, that is not happening. You're gonna have to come with me. So me and my mates went up and they were just beating in the bed. They were him and his wife were just having sex in the bed and they were like, all right, come on then, lads. So then like we got involved and so anyway. I had sex with Charlotte and then everyone was like, swap it. Everyone was doing like different, like she was just doing different stuff to everyone. Then I left the room. And then when I came back in the room, I was like, I filmed like a bit of it, right? And I've got my mate getting head at the end of the bed. Her husband's fucking her. My mate Badger's just wanking quietly in the corner. He's just sat at the corner of the bed, just wanking. But in the video, all you can hear is my mate Bob, who's getting head, just going, did anyone watch wrestling on Monday?
Oh my god. Do you know what? If they told that story to school kids at 7 in Belgium, they wouldn't be having sex until the legal age. That would be enough to put you off for life. You'd be like,
that sounds like a horrible mad situation.
After,
doesn't sound nice.
We're sat in the living room and we're all just blazing. And then Brennan's showing us all these scars from where he's been stabbed. He used to be in this pub across the road from our school. And he's showing us all the scars. Oh, this is when like so and so locked me in and he stabbed me with a fence post. And this is when so and so stabbed me with this. Right, used to own the pub across the road from our school.
Wow. After hearing that story, would Capoli, would you be interested in having a fight?
I don't think I'm going to have sex ever again.
Yeah, that's quite...
Especially not in Nottingham.
Oh my god.
And there's what is it, 5 girls for every 1 guy in Nottingham, and yet I still managed to, me and 4 of the guys.
Is that statistically true?
Yeah.
There are 5
girls for every 1 guy in Nottingham.
Where do the guys go? Why are they not there?
I don't know. I think it's because of uni.
Maybe they were around at Charlotte's by the sound of it.
Well, anyway, my mates went back after to the same spot and met Charlotte again. And, yeah, they all had another relation with her.
Jesus.
Up in the
you didn't go back that time?
No, I decided to give that one a miss. Mm. I was scarred for a while after the first time.
Yeah.
But... I was able to, you know, find the courage and pluck up. And I feel like telling this story is helping me heal.
Thank you. Do you think there's any relation to the kissing situation you're in, or lack of, or...?
Because it sounds pretty traumatic.
Yeah, it does.
Know, I'm not going to lie.
Do you know what? I don't know. I don't like being, like, touched, though, either. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't like...
I think you're scarred, you know.
I don't think it's from that.
I think it's from that.
I think a lot of problems could be answered because of that. From my history.
Yeah. But don't worry, when we get Charlotte in, not that Charlotte, hopefully it's a different Charlotte.
Oh my god, imagine if it's the same one.
Oh my god.
Imagine if Charlotte comes in.
Her name is Charlotte, Charlotte the kissing
Bryn.
Expert.
Oh, she brings in her husband. He kept calling himself Bryn to the beat.
Oh god.
They were both like 50, so I don't.
Oh my god, this is getting worse.
And it was like 8-9 years ago, so.
How old were you, sorry?
16, 17.
Jesus.
Yeah.
There's nothing nice about that.
So they're probably about 60 now.
Yeah.
We have to go back to the scene of the crime sometimes and speak to Charlotte about what happened.
Oh, I didn't even mention about the sex toys. They had a bag full of sex toys in the bedroom. There was literally nothing in the house, though. A sofa, porn, sex toys, and a bed. Like, no quilts, nothing. There was one towel in the bathroom.
Mm.
They definitely don't live there. That's just their humping ground.
Yeah. The humping ground.
It is, isn't it? Really, isn't it?
I think so. That's their woods.
Yeah. It's it.
Well, it's traumatic.
I know.
I thought it was going to be a bit more than that. A model, maybe.
Yeah.
No. If you ever saw them, you'd be disappointed in me. You'd be disgusted in me, if anything.
Well... cheery story from Risa.
Yeah, so I think we should play a song and then I'll have a hug off someone if that's all right.
Hey, come to see a D. I'm in Manhattan like I'm Woody Allen. Jewish, Puerto Rican, and a little bit Italian. Sitting on the steps outside the natural history. New York, fuck a city, and I love the history. Everything a melting pot, every block is fucking hot. 83rd, the train stop. Open cases, old and shorty braces. Pick you up on Warren Squad, now they running faces. Pick you up by the park, we was voguing by the pier. Paris burning full of queens, hit the village every year. Rolling now to the rave, village boys, six page. I was diving off the stage, going now every day. Stick wall in the summer, you know it's summertime. Sean Marie and Soul Food singing doo-wop every night. Subway trains going by, squad is sitting St. Mark's. Shooting up in Tompkins Park, know it's dirty after dark. Tunnels taking turns, playing tag on the curb. Touching on some titties, taking change out your purse. Undercover agents, I could spot a mile away. Yo, I hate the fucking cops, NYPD, get away. Underground on MTA, close my eyes and ride the train. Back and forth and every day, anywhere, anyway. Xerox, copy zine, staple one to pose and trees. Got a show, come and see, New York is the place to be. Where you go and live your dreams. Living in the city, you can't be a xenophobe. This the melted pot and the soup is never cold. Young lords, they live inside of me. I got a problem B with white supremacy. Rolling through my zip code, 10029. ABC's in New York and I'll be doing fine.
Princess Nokia.
Yeah.
What song was it?
ABCs of New York, ABCs, a new one.
That was a vibe, that was.
Right, actually, I just bought it.
I could have given it to you. We have it here. I didn't need to. Support the cause.
But send it here, innit?
Okay, yeah.
I'll buy it now too, yeah? All right, cool, got it. That song was a bit of a spice, actually. I liked it. Talking about spice, you went Nando's last week, did you not, Capo Lee?
Yeah, I did indeed.
What were you doing down at Nando's, Capo Lee?
Basically, they're launching like a new vegetarian range. So like they had like a sweet potato burger kind of thing.
Okay.
In pita bread. And
are you vegetarian?
Like, no, but I just went and just done vegetarian.
Did you get to make one?
No, what I did do, I made my own spice.
Yeah?
So like they gave me like chilies and garlic and all of these. You know that thing? It looks kind of like an ashtray with that. It looks like
a pestle and mortar.
Like it's from the Stone Age.
It looks like an ashtray. Yeah.
A pestle and mortar.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That thing. So I was holding that thing. And I made my own spices. Like, I used garlic, all these amazing things.
What did you call it? Do you have a name?
I didn't have a name for it, you know. It was that good.
You couldn't name it.
We couldn't name it.
We couldn't talk after trying it. It was so
but
hot.
It was good. Like, the texture and everything was good. I thought I was proud of that.
Yeah,
were
you on, like, your Ainsley Harriet shit? Yeah. Like, giving it the dance music. You put it in.
They gave me a little bottle to take away with it as well.
Oh, so, nice. Like,
all right.
You know?
What were the burgers saying?
I don't really like vegetarian food.
No, I don't.
It's not really.
But did they not have chicken on the menu that night?
Yeah, they did. They had... they got this like new chicken wrap kind of thing coming out, but it's got like caramelized onions, I think it is. So
all right.
So they taste kind of sweet, like they taste like pickles.
Yeah.
It was like kind of like eating like a, and it had cheese in it, so it tasted like a cheese and pickle sandwich with chicken in it.
Oh, okay.
But it was nice though. I like that.
Caramelized onions, quite a Christmassy thing, I feel. Like, do you know when you go, like, German market or whatever at Christmas and you always get your bratwurst with pig caramelised onions or your reindeer burger with caramelised onions or whatever?
I'd never tried them before, still.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I like them. I actually like them. I'm surprised.
You should have brought some of your sauce in.
There was a free bar
that
as well.
That sounded a bit...
What? Sorry?
There was a free bar as well.
You like that one a bit.
All right. And talking about free bars, you turned up the other night, didn't you, in the studio?
Yesterday.
Yeah, was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was actually yesterday.
You were in the studio. Who?
Yeah.
Are we allowed any exclusives?
What? Now have I got...
Are you allowed to drop anything on us? Who you were working with? What you were doing?
Yeah, I can. They're like from New York. So like they're these producers called the Martinez Brothers. But usually they like make like house music. But I think they're like really big in the house scene. But I think they wanted to like try out like some new sounds and try out some new music. So... They came to London, I think, like 2 days ago. So I think they're here for about a week. But they invited me down to the studio to go down there and make some music. So I've got there. I just thought it was just going to be like a normal studio session, but they're Americans.
Yeah.
So I've got there. There was like 20 bottles of Henny. There was like this massive camera crew set up. Jamal Edwards popped out of nowhere.
Like Jeremy Beadle. Yeah,
well, the cupboard. He like, surprise.
So he's popped out, and there was like loads of camera crew there. There was about 15 people there. So I've got there, and the beat was playing, and they were like, yeah, so yeah, do you want to write to this right now on the spot? Like, now? like of all these camera people in front of me. So, I wrote the tune. I think I wrote the tune in about half an hour, recorded it in 20, so I think they were kind of blown away by that, you know.
Yeah.
Work rate. Yeah.
I think they was kind of surprised, so yeah, that was sick still, so I think they want to do more. I think they want to bring me out to like New York with them. So.
That would be good. Is it a grime or like a hip hop or rap?
It's kind of like a trappy kind of thing.
Okay.
It's a bit faster than like the typical grime beat, but
how many times do you say trap in the lyrics? So that's how you really judge a trap song.
I feel like 3 times or something. Yeah.
Oh, cool, yeah, that's definitely a trap song. No, you have to mention trap at least 3 or 4 times for it to be.
I'll play it to you lot after.
Please do, that'll be good. But you were saying, I feel like you might be a little tender today because you said that you needed to represent the UK and get on the Henny as much as the Americans were.
Yeah, so
and
they had like loads of bottles of Henny.
No,
so
glasses, you said.
No, they weren't really doing glasses still. So they come straight from them, and they were drinking it. They were like, yeah, man, we're drinking Henny like it's water. They kept saying this phrase, anything's possible.
That's such a pub ed term, isn't it?
Anything's possible. So how much Henny did you think that you had?
They gave me a whole bottle and they were like, bottles up.
Did you finish it? I'd have took it home with me.
They didn't let me.
I'd have poured it.
Like, even before like I left the room, they were measuring the amount just to double check I went.
You know, Could you have gone to the toilet and be like, I need to take my Henny to the toilet and then chuck some down?
No, they were on, it, yeah.
I'd have just had a little hip flask, just filling it up under the table.
But like, more of their American friends came in and then like, I can't remember his name, but apparently, like, the biggest DJ in Italy, like, just strolled in, like, with a bandana on, like...
I don't think I've heard of many DJs from Italy, so he's probably the only DJ in Italy.
So he's strolling with all his Italian friends, and then I'm just there, like... It was a bit mad, still.
Come and stay. And you also performed during the week as well, am I not mistaken, at Floor 6?
Yeah, on Friday at Roundhouse.
Me and Michael went there. Mm-hmm. We were there for a whole total of 15 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't see you.
Yeah, we were there for 15 minutes and then we left.
What time did you get there?
9:30, left at 9:45.
Wow.
Bumped into an old flame, didn't I? So couldn't hang around too long.
The amount of women you're kissing at the minute, it's going to happen everywhere, so you can't just leave a venue.
I know, but like normally I don't mind, but this particular one was Julia Fitzpatrick, who kept calling me her ex-boyfriend's name the whole time we were out on a date.
So you didn't want to see her. But what time were you there, Cafe?
Yeah. So I got there at about 7:30.
Okay.
And I was supposed to go on stage at 7:30.
That's a surprise that you'd be late for something.
I don't know. My lateness is not late, it's too on time. Mm. So if I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean?
It's so on time.
I don't know about that.
So, like, it's not like late, but it's not early, but
it's definitely not
if
early.
If I'm on at 7, I'll be there at 7.
Oh, like, why?
I don't know.
You don't want to get there even like 10 minutes early just to.
I don't know, man. It's just parking.
You know what? This is a.
Oh, do you drive everywhere then?
I drove to that and I actually couldn't find parking for that.
This is a rapper thing though. I can remember being at where we went to Lovebox during the summer.
Yeah, we saw you there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we interviewed you. Yeah, and I was speaking to Bonkers, who missed his set at Lovebox.
Missed it?
Yeah. Just completely missed his set.
Wow. No, I've never missed a set.
He turned up too late to do his. He tried to speak to him and see if he could still do it.
No.
Of course, not a festival, you can't do that.
Yeah, so I feel. And Michael Payne, he's one for turning up
a minute or two late, and
just a minute or two late.
Only on occasion.
He looks like he would be quite punctual, though.
No.
You can't be late for him.
Yeah.
But he will turn up hours late.
Yeah.
What, and complain if you're late for him?
Oh, if you're late for him, yeah, he's not happy.
Yeah, like, where are you? Well, you didn't want to tell me. And you're like, oh, no, man.
Wow.
But how late have you ever missed a bit of the set? Because you've been late, or just on time. Because if you get to the venue at 7, but you're due on at 7, then you are going to be late.
I've never missed a set. Okay. Like, I've been like...
He's saying that like, well, that's great. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I shouldn't anyway.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Yeah.
Getting praise for doing what you meant to.
Yeah, I've never missed a set.
Do people tell you the wrong times to get places so that you do get there on time? Because I tried that today when I texted you the other day, but still, you got here an hour later than I told you, so that's fine. But next time I'll go 2 hours different. I shouldn't have told you that, should I? But
what's it like backstage at, you know, like, say like Floor 6, plenty of grime and rap acts and a lot of like, people who talk rude in the music. Yeah. What's it actually like backstage? Are they actually as uptight and whatever? Like the backstage, like waving straps and bagging up coke, like they say they are.
Me personally, because like a lot of artists have got like this ego thing going on, and I'm not really about that, and I like to stay away from that. So when I go to places, I might dip in backstage quickly, say hello, then I'm out. But backstage, yeah, everyone's got this ego, like I'm not really about that still, but yeah, it's true.
I imagined it was, I don't know, loads of, you know, half-naked women getting money thrown at them while they were cutting crack and waving guns around. I don't know.
The reality of what's going on is people are arguing with security about whether they can smoke weed or not, and their brethren are trying to find where the drinks are.
That's number one rule. If you bring a brethren, they'll eat and drink all your rider.
That's how it works. That's actually what goes on.
Well, Fusion has arrived.
Let's play a song and we'll get him in the studio, shall we?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what y'all thought, but you must be missing your Barcelona. Polyester players. Now you jackets with turtlenecks and shit. They are bottoms. Afros bring plenty of hoes. And don't forget your frescas.
You must have thought that I wasn't coming back. Baby, you know I ain't got no time to slack. Everything here's always on the one. The birthplace is Coney Garden, son. Talking shit everywhere we go. And for sure there's gonna be a show. Detroit players in the house tonight.
It's the return of a ghetto fly.
Back in action, baby.
It's the return of a ghetto fly.
It's the return.
Chapter 1, verse 3. Player's handbook states.
He's the flyest, he's the coolest. Ain't no better, I can't prove it. Shine your shoes, but don't you lose it. Get all fly as his thing, use it. Mix and match it, it's no one standards. Salinas and Stacy Adams. Fist and froze right back in action. Check your credits, now that's what's happening.
It's the return.
And come back wearing the halo. My mink dragged to the floor, faces turned to rainbows. I roll in the gray space coast with Charlie's Angels. With red rings, I'm back in the D. John Stamos, that's a full house. Dropping my cards on wood tables. With Cardi's on my face, I'm the crate. Detroit players get chummy, chummy and walk. With dirty money at dark, we sharks, we bend blocks. Pretty Tony alligator stasis is custom made. Skins on my skins, they sell and fade. They rarely saw the light of day, they threw a parade when I came through. Mr. 313, Trey Duke, Conan. I stay true, I lay loops, gave him a blueprint. Guess who? The magnificent is the S with the red grooves. We true screw, but I broke through and paid dues. I can't lose. The champ with the belt won't let loose. Nah, I got proof. Best believe I'm the guy. Just look up in the skies, the return of the fly.
It's the return.
Amp Fiddler, Return of the Ghetto Fly, featuring J Dilla, T3, and Nico Red.
Nico, I think.
Nicho? I don't know. We'll go with Nico. We're back, and we are now joined in the studio by the one and only Fusion.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
I'm good.
How was your journey up here?
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Is it? Where have you come? Did you come from Newham?
From Stratford, yeah.
Stratford, yeah. Oh, okay. So a bit of a long journey to make up then, yeah?
Yeah, well, we got here in the end.
We did. And you're here to talk about your new EP, Ready?
Yes.
Is that out now? Is it coming out?
Coming out soon. Yes.
Drop the lead single off that, Don't Get Me Mad.
Okay, I've dropped a couple singles.
Don't Get Me Mad and For the Crime.
For the Crime came out first.
I was listening to Don't Get Me Mad the last couple of days, man. Absolute banger.
I've been a big fan,
if I'm honest, the first time I actually came across you was when you did a video on Lord of the Mic.
Okay,
Lord of the Mic
Newham
channel.
Newham.
Absolute banger.
Thank you.
I've been a fan since then, man, so it's I'm excited for the new EP.
Okay.
So I don't know how long did it take you to come up with the concept, get in the studio, record the thing, get it ready.
Don't Get Me Mad
of the new EP.
You know what? I made Don't Get Me Mad in 2014, I believe it was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Newham after. So I've had the tune for a long time, innit? I've got loads of tunes like that.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe like a day or two. I took the instrumental home, come up with an idea, went to the studio after, I leased it. You get me? Just patterned it up.
Okay. So yeah. you carried that old school grind vibe. I rate that. Do you know what I mean? Like when you, I still get, you know, the flow, the way that you spit your bars, man. It's still old school. I rate that. Is that what the EP is gonna be like?
The EP is different, man. It's just like, I think every track is different. Every track is different. But this EP is just to let man know that I ain't messing about, you get me? So from after that, it's consistent works. That's what I'm on. Yeah, man.
So, I don't know, is it for you when you, like you say, each track's different?
Yeah.
So, do you know when you're making these tracks, do you ever get like, because your fan base will know you from the sounds that you've put out before.
Exactly.
Do you know if you're putting out something new, do you get worried that like, oh, this one might be a mess?
No, because I want to show people that I can do different things and make different music, and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want to show them that. And if they appreciate it, then they're my true fan, you get me?
But I don't know, do you know personally, if I was to put out something new, because I'm a bit of like, will they like it, won't they like it?
So
I've seen like a lot of artists have put stuff out before.
Okay.
And been like, oh, it was hard for me to kind of get this out because I didn't know how people would react to it. So to see like a confidence coming through like that,
yeah,
I'm excited to see how it comes out in the
music. Thank you, bro.
But yeah, like I say, For the Crime, that one banged off from the start. Rebecca Judd made it her track of the week on West Side.
Big up Rebecca.
Yeah, shout out Rebecca every time she did you. Various other Mixed Mag, Notion, Complex. Rude Kid made it his rhythm of the week.
Respect, shout out Rude Kid as well.
You've been doing bits, haven't
you? I've been trying. Very, very, very quiet.
Bare things, he's doing bits.
Have you slept yet, or are you?
You know what? I just do my thing, man. Yeah. I don't even talk about it, I just do my thing. And then when people know in the end, like, you get me, they just
trust. But yeah, man, the hard work's been coming through.
See, like, because obviously I'm an MC, you're MC, but like you've got like your own lane. Like, you see, like when Fuse, like, he does his own thing and no one can't really question what he does, you know what I mean?
My G.
It's sick though.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that cover.
Have you two worked together before, or is that in the pipeline?
We haven't, but that's coming.
Can we get that in another exclusive?
That's coming.
We've done like
sets,
loads of raves together. Yeah, man. Okay. Each other at raves all the
but
time.
We need to work together.
Trust me.
It's all good. Something good. Okay.
Well, you beatbox.
Cheese.
I can, as you know. But I don't like to, like, I need a little warm up and stuff, so I don't like to just show. I need to think about what to do on your track.
Yeah, dry mouth, is it? Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like that when you have a track out? Are you kind of thinking that people, are you worried at all about what people think about it? Or are you just, it's good, I'm putting it out there?
Not worried, but you're always going to wonder how people are going to take to it. Because, like, as an artist, like, it's not just like a normal job. Like, our like, future is in the hands of people.
Yeah.
So, like, you're always going to wonder if people are, you're always going to wonder if people are going to like it or
sure.
not. Like,
do you read reviews at all? Do you get feedback? Or I guess you're on Twitter a lot and people just tell you now. I don't know if they like something.
Yeah,
or
but yeah, I read reviews, but I don't really like read like YouTube comments or anything like that.
No, reading comments is definitely the worst thing you could do form of.
Everyone just hates you.
Yeah, man.
Like, bro, everybody hates you. Why do they hate us? Why do they hate us so much?
I tell you what it is, yeah.
Haters.
What have we done?
I tell you what it is, yeah. Is Do you know when you go on YouTube, yeah, how many videos are you commenting on? Like, none.
Yeah.
Do you know the people that are like 13, 14-year-old kids because YouTube's their platform? They're trying to, like, do you know what I mean?
No, but they're really rude.
Yeah, yeah, because 14-year-olds, you ever played on, like, Xbox Live and they're calling you, like, gay and shit, you know what I mean?
I read one comment the other day. Do you know what someone said? Capo Lee looking like a tramp again.
That one
hurt. I don't.
No, you don't. You've always got the freshest clothes on.
Yeah,
he said what? He said again.
Again. Nah.
What's that word?
But yeah, do you know what it is? It's all young kids on the. Because if you look at the likes and the comments, if you went by the comments, you'd think that you're probably the worst person in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
Then when you look at the likes and you think, like, only 4 people have actually disliked it. So
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Do you
exactly.
reply to them or do you just block them? What's your like tactic if people are giving you abuse? I'll say abuse.
We get abuse,
just keep it moving. Just keep it moving.
Don't correspond with them. Don't get involved. Yeah, because then actually, it's like if you feed them, they come back to you and then if you get into it, they want that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then like, When I don't know, the people that do that kind of stuff, the whole army of them sees that you reply.
Exactly, then they all try to come. Boom!
And it's that so true. Do you know, alright, cool. So, do you know when you're putting out the new EP?
Yeah.
So, would you wait for a while for the EP to come out before you start dropping them bars in the raves? Or would you take the songs to the rave knowing that not everyone's heard it yet?
You know what? See, like, music and MCing for me is two different separate things. Like,
yeah.
On my tracks, you won't hear anything I've been spraying. You know, like, it's just different.
Yeah, you get me?
All my tunes are just, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're not gonna hear anything I've done at a rave. You're gonna hear the tune, and from there on, you get me?
See, I like the two separate versatility as an artist that you can do, like, you know, you can turn a rave up, or you can put the EP on and sit at home and vibes off the actual music and the lyrics that you're saying. I rate that a lot.
Respect, bro.
But yeah, man, I think with this new EP coming out, this is the first one since...
Last year, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, I didn't put out no music. I put out one track in... What month are we in now? We're in October. I put out my first tune in last week in September. I didn't put out nothing since last year, November.
We're going to see a lot more
A lot more. I'm just going to flood it now, man. You get me?
But you've still been about, though.
I've been about.
So no one might not. I didn't realise you hadn't put out.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Long,
so. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, neither did I.
So you've been about. Still
been about, yeah.
Do you find it that's key to still do, even though, like, so you're established, you've been around, everyone knows who you are already.
Yeah.
Do you still feel that you have to go to these raves and, like, radio and everything like that?
Of course. Can't get lost in a sauce.
You get me?
Of course. Right? People like MCs, they come on radio, get big, and forget about radio. You can't do that. You must, even if you needed to take a break or something and come back, then cool, that's understandable, but... Radio is getting me. It's the ground, man.
It's like practice. It's like warming up. It's like being in the dojo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Practicing
for real.
It up.
For real.
So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, it's fusion_IAS on Twitter and on Instagram.
Everything. Just hit me up. I'll show you straight.
We're going to get into your new song. Would you do us the honours of introducing it for us?
Which one is this? For the crime? Don't get me mad.
I've got both of them ready to go. Which one would you like?
Are
we going to play them both or is it... Do I get to pick one?
We
can pick For The Crime. This is a rhythm produced by myself. Yeah, hope you like this one.
Truth.
Yes. Yeah.
trust me. Fusion. Yeah, I was in school and I thought that I couldn't ever make anything try and happen. Trust. Teachers didn't want to give motivation. I was a boy on probation. Yeah. Checking in, checking out at the station. Picking litter from the floor like a wasteman. Yeah. Now I'm on the road to greatness. Everyone want to try and come around and claim it. Yo, dead that man, it's not that. When I was giving out CDs, didn't show love back. Now I want to come around and bring out that Snapchat. No, I'm going to respect that. Didn't have no kickers in school. And I had holes in my trousers too. Girls didn't want to rape man, but it's cool. Cause now you see me, but I can't see you. Police want to stop me, said they saw me on the camera. The crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. The crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Yo, slammer. Yo, feds wanna stop me, they wanna block me. No, they never said you're black boy in the tracksuit. We better know what wireless on the stage, ride the back properly. Would've thought that I shot somebody, robbed somebody. But I'm just big and black, don't fear nobody. Please, if you know what you're right, don't ever say sorry. Don't care what car you got, and I don't care what watch you got. Wanna impress me, better tell me about your job and what yard you copped. IAS, that's the label, man, you don't wanna sign no deal. If I die me, I pray that I die real. Can't ever be me, I'm the real deal. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Yeah. Man, the feds are mighty social. If you don't like me, fam, I'm local. I'm not scared of nobody. Trust me, Ruby, I raise my vocals. They can't understand me, cause I don't ever say no words, I'm anti. Please don't feel intimidated, that's just me, quite frankly. Yo, I don't like the attention. And tell these fake niggas, get out my mentions. Man, I'm snitching too. Watch your back, cause trust me, they'll snitch on you. I don't wanna do no time, so last year I fully stopped doing no crimes. So now I got a grind. I'm a studio rat, I don't see no lag. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Slammer. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Police wanna stop me, said they saw me on the camera. For the crime that I done, they said they'll put me in the slammer. Slammer.
Said a lie, said a lie. Now I'm rolling around to see you in my one, in my pouch. I ain't playing no games, no way. Cause I be dropping for the money, who there, who there. I be dropping for the money, who there. I be dropping for the money, who there, who there. Dropping for the money, who there. Dropping for the money, who there. Grinding for the money, who there. Grinding for the money, who there. These niggas for this. These niggas for this. You ain't my hoe. Smoke on no one till I'm stoned. Shit. Pour me a glass of that heat. I'm about to fuck up this beat. I'm about to fuck up the street. Like dancing these niggas, they hearing about me, about me, about me, about me, about me. Ooh. I only got real niggas around me, around me, around me, around me, around me. Yeah. I got this top for the chica. They know my life, me got a reefer. He get humble once a day. Once a day, but in the trap with the needle. Pull up skirt, all of my niggas they raised. None of my niggas on hands. We got them for this. Bringing them squares, I get you paid. Top down when I slide, drop down when I slide. I should have been never in jail, but the power said I lied. Should I lie? Now I'm rolling around to see you, my one in my pouch. I ain't playing no one games, no way. Cause I be jumping for the money, who day, who day. I be jumping for the money, who day. I be jumping for the money, who day, who day.
Miles and miles, yeah. Reaches on beach. Yeah, shawty, she fuck with the nigga. I fuck her less than a sin. Money ran out of this amount. Don't need to your best, you know. Cause he pulling knocking my dog. Bodies will drop in the floor. The nigga, they fun. They gon' say what they want. Tell them about me and the gun. Up it like free in the mouth. I just wanna be alone. Then when I smoke in the strong. Straight to the head, man, I'm gone. Block it, that where I begun. At the top it, that where I belong. Top it, that where I belong. Shawty, she wearing the thong. Girl, let me lift in the back. Yeah, I can go jump. Charlie, she playing my sound. Antigua, I might take her home. But don't leave, she hit the picture. Top down when I slide, drop down when I slide. I should have been dead or in jail, but the power said I lied, said I lied. Now I'm rolling around the city with my one in my pouch. I ain't playing no games, bro. No way. Cause I be dropping for the money, who day, who day. I be dropping for the money, who day. I be dropping for the money, who day, who day.
That was Abracadabra, Stay. Abracadabra's sick, you know. Sick.
Yeah, he's sick still.
Sick.
Versatile.
Yeah, man, I was about to say a bit different types of tune.
Proper versatile.
Should we get into another story?
Why not?
Should we get into a little story? So the police have been hunting a Noel Gallagher lookalike. do you know why?
Why?
Because he's been seen licking windows in Swindon.
Of course he has.
That's where the best windows are to lick, though. If you're going to go lick windows anyway, Swindon's a place to be. Yeah.
I feel like you've probably done that. He just winked at me.
Police in Swindon are appealing for information after a Noel Gallagher lookalike was seen swigging from a bottle of White Lightning and licking wind. That makes sense now. They should have said the White Lightning to begin
that
with.
That is the strong cider, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like 99p. Do you know if they had said there was a Noel Gallagher lookalike swigging White Lightning, I'd have said he was probably licking windows as well, to be honest. People who drink White Lightning normally meet in graveyards at about 5 a.m.
Have either of you tried it before?
Yeah. I ain't tried it.
First time.
Have you tried it?
I may have, Capo. I may.
The first time I ever got drunk.
My first and last time I licked a window. But no, it's very. Do you like cider?
The Copperberg ciders.
That's the fruity
fruit ones.
Fruit,
that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No, it's
like
it's
an old school fucking apple. A bit of scrumpy jack.
No way.
No. I don't think you should try this. I mean, there's probably some in the shop across the road if you wanted to do a taste test now. But I don't want you to. The windows have been cleaned.
Do you like cider?
I do.
You are a cider drinker, aren't you?
Yeah, but I've gone your way. I've gone for the more fruity ciders now. Right, yeah. I mean, apple obviously is a fruit, and that is what cider is. But so it's all fruity.
Do you like cider?
Not really, no.
Not the fruit ones?
Some of them are too sweet. You know what I mean? They've got too much sugar in them and they're a bit too... I drink Guinness. Wow. So, yeah. I was legit pub head, aren't I? So.
That is legit.
In a tankard, probably, as well.
White Lightning was... I've only ever drank it once. I was 12 years old and I ended up getting arrested for being drunk. So that's what White Lightning will do to you.
It's like, do you remember or have you tried 2020?
Yeah.
So they had like kiwi flavour, orange, was it colours, strawberry? Yeah. And that's, do you know, it's like alcohol that's really, really strong and just designed to make you very drunk.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell a lie. MD 2020 was the first time I got drunk. White Lightning was the second.
It's really horrible.
But that's what you grow up drinking. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're a kid and you go out and you're drinking and hanging around on... You know, in the end, you know, bottle of White Lightning, it's 99p. If you're only getting £2, £3 off your mum to go out with, you know, £2 was a big stretch for our Jo as well. She was tight with those pennies. All my mates were getting £1 to go to the shop. I got 25p. She was
sure. Well,
but so basically, on Sunday evening, Swindon North Police took to Facebook to reveal that someone bearing a strong resemblance to Noel had been making a nuisance of himself. At the time of said incident, Gallagher was on stage in Brazil.
I'm glad we cleared that one up, so it's definitely not him. Yeah, in Brazil.
Strong alibi, that one. You know what I mean? The police spokesman said, "We received reports of a man resembling Noel Gallagher in Swindon at around 5:30 p.m. yesterday, who appeared to be under the influence of alcohol and was licking windows. Not a wonderwall."
Oh.
It gets worse.
Little pun.
Wait
there.
For it. And he may have been half the world away.
Oh. Well done, policeman.
He probably went in Swindon. Well, this old town don't smell too pretty. Isn't that the lyrics?
This old town. Is that them?
This old town don't look too pretty.
That's in Half the World Away, yeah. That's, do you remember that song?
No.
Did you ever see the TV show The Royal Family?
Yeah.
So that's the theme from that, was the song where Oasis... So it's that song.
I never watched that show, though.
Oh, okay,
I've seen that, like, I haven't watched it. That's one show I hated.
It reminds me of my family.
I think that the main character, Jim Royal, was also referred to as looking like a tramp again. So maybe you should watch it. Enjoy something.
Jim Royal is my granddad. Just sat in that chair and never left and just called everyone an arse. It's believed he was with another person, probably not Liam, causing a general nuisance. Just a general nuisance.
Yeah.
What do you need to cause a general nuisance?
I don't
nuisance?
Know.
What is a general nuisance?
I'm sure.
I'd say I'm a general nuisance at times. Not in the illegal sense.
Oh,
just
no,
a bit annoying.
I think a nuisance for me doesn't feel illegal. Just feels like a bit of a, like, oh, here he is again.
A bit of annoyance.
Yeah.
The incident was nowhere near the Oasis, but in the town centre.
That must be a leisure centre or something, is it? I don't know. What's the Oasis? What's it?
An Oasis is...
I think it's a venue.
There's always Oasis leisure centres, isn't there? They added, if anyone heard or saw anything suspicious in the area, please don't look back in anger.
I'm not doing that.
Contact us on 101.
Right. I mean, at least they're...
See, if they still had Crime Watch on air...
Oh yeah,
exactly.
That would be caught. The Noel Gallagher look like. Well, it's the Crime Watch road show, as we know, but I don't know if that's on at the minute.
But are they going to have to get in all the Noel Gallagher lookalikes? Like, just start hiring them and.
Yeah.
But I wonder when they say he's a lookalike. Like, is he deliberately dressed like Noel Gallagher, as in a lookalike, or does he just look a bit like him?
What's wrong with licking windows? How is that illegal?
I don't know.
Technically, it's not.
Is it? Yeah. But what if it's your house? And so, I think it might be if it's your windows in a house and someone's just looking at them.
Okay, what's the charge?
I just don't know. Actually. You'd have to
imagine being in prison, like with the lifers and that.
Yeah.
What
are you in for?
Murdered a family. What about you? I licked a window in Swindon.
Yeah, but they'd go, oh, right, Swindon. See, there's a whole wing just for the window lickers in Swindon.
Got caught for 22 houses. Yeah. How many at you? Six.
What? Oh, what about the...
What? The taste?
Oh, yeah, the
window.
Yeah, the
he might
taste.
He might like the taste.
What is the taste of licking a window?
The taste of glass.
I don't know, yeah.
Because if you know, please tell me, and then I've got some more questions for you.
There's loads of windows in this room.
Would you want to try one? Your first window? to?
How do you know it's his first?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Have you ever tried a window before?
Oh.
Door?
No.
I've definitely pressed my mouth against the window. You know when you do the classic, like,
oh,
roll.
Yeah.
I've definitely done that.
At least if I tasted a door.
Yeah, I don't know. If not with windows, not to your taste, I thought the door might be...
The door would have more flavour, more hands touch it. You know what I mean? Yeah. More of a kick to it. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I guess if you see the Noel Gallagher going around Swindon, he might be able just like a window cleaner. He's just kind of going around doing
it. Yeah, he just ran out. No one had filled his bucket up for him. He ran out of sponges, and he's just doing it. Just goes that extra mile. His brother as well. He strikes me more as of the window licker than Noel. Am I allowed to say that?
I think probably not. No, but it's probably okay. Yeah, in that. What do you mean? Like, he seems like the type to go out, get a bit leery, and go lick a window.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's what
he seems more like, the White Lightning drinker.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean?
He's been quite sensitive at the minute, is Liam.
Who, Liam?
Yeah, when he's been doing interviews,
he's just always kicking. He's just such a mighty little bastard, isn't he?
I like him.
I do.
He's funny.
Yeah.
But do you know, like, we've all fallen out with our siblings at some point. Fucking. Grow up a bit. Mm. You don't have to go in every interview slagging them off.
No, that's true. If you could have a choice to work with Noel or Liam Gallagher, which Gallagher would you
Liam.
Go for? You could work with Liam.
Because my real name's Liam, so...
Is it? Yeah. I didn't know
so
that.
It made sense, didn't it?
Is Capo, like... Is it like Capo Lee, and then is it like Capo... Because there is another Capo someone, isn't there?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Is it not like... A thing like ASAP Rocky.
No. I'm our own.
Okay.
So what does Capo stand for? Can you reveal? Or
it's like, you see, like back in the day, like you had the mafia, and then like the head of the table was like called the Capo.
Is that because of Al Capone?
No.
Because that's Capo as well, isn't it?
My mum said to me, "Oh, do they call you Capo because you always wear caps?"
Oh yeah.
She's like, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But Liam Gallagher and Skepta have linked.
Yeah,
recently.
I think they're mates.
Are they?
They're actually mates.
I think put that out there then, Capo. You do a track, the two Liams.
Yeah.
Do a track together.
Skepta's actually friends with Mick Jagger as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know. It's gone all sorts of different for Skepta recently, hasn't it? He's got like a different personality or a different a different image every single time I see him in an interview.
Well, what would you say, Capo? Let's have a wish list. Artists don't have to be from the grime scene at all. Can be anyone.
Yeah.
Who would you like to work with?
it's a funny. Do you know who I would actually like to work with?
Who?
Calvin Harris.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. That's nice.
Well, for like exposure. You know you're going to get at least 140 million views, you know?
That can happen.
A little bit, but yeah, I like it. I like his music though. I actually like Calvin Harris.
Really?
Still. Yeah,
that surprises me, mate. No, I hate him with a passion.
Do you?
Why?
I
mean, what?
I just
Why?
Think his music's just trash.
I like Calvin Harris.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think I've ever heard like one commercial song in my life. So, Calvin Harris for me is that the epitome of commercial music.
Okay.
You know, like I feel like.
Well, don't ruin Capo's chances because Capo's putting it out.
He's slaughtering me.
I'm not saying don't work with him. I'm just saying I won't listen to your song. No,
but do you know what I would like to do? Reason why I would want to as well, I would like him to come over to our sound and try something.
I think he would
bit
do
more
that.
Over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that you're into that you feel like you might?
Who else? I would actually do a tune with Liam Gallagher. I actually would.
Yeah, that would be sick. Liam Gallagher is a great artist. Mm. It would be good to work with.
Yeah.
And I think he should start working with Grime.
Yeah, because it's got the same attitude that, isn't it,
that he's
don't
got.
Give a shit
Swagger.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Because Grime stars are the new rock stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are. Like, right. Stormzy is the biggest rock star in the... I mean, Liam Gallagher still is, actually.
Yeah.
But then, like, look at Stormzy. He's a rock star now. Do you know what I mean? He's doing that. Should we play a little rhythm and then we've got a hump in, so we'll do a little bropra as well.
I think we'll do a bropra.
Yeah, let's do a bropra.
I was that little rapper at the party, no one ever after, but I was a natural. That's my first chapter. You was the worst rapper. Was the best rapper since I could remember, though. And I met one with a better flow. Never wrote better than that day, I never let that go. Gotta get that dough. Now we're too intellectual. Had to slow it down, let y'all know how I roll around. See, I seen the glow is pounded, and he fits me holding out. You know I'm about what I wrote about. Trust me, you're knowing that. When you see my face on stage quoting that, I'm going back to leaves and clouds, I seize the night. When I speak, I write. I need it like, you need it like, we need it right. Don't do it for top 10 on radio. Hope for I drop dead, I save my soul. No, I got a hot head, but I'm staying cold. I ain't a player, but the man on. Look. We're just gonna chill right quick, let's get it. Anyone could talk to, anyone could walk through my block to ask me any question, y'all could harass me. When I travel, I'll be back, B. Here's my mask, don't ask me. Wide shirts, ain't got a phone, it's Max piece. My bad man, have to apologize, advance G. You my whole campaign team, MG. Saw something in me, thank you for fucking with me. Lubinsky, DMG, let's get this baby. Don't do it for top 10 on radio. Hope before I drop dead, I save my soul. Know I got a hot head, but I'm staying cold. I ain't a player, but the man on. Yeah, I see y'all. Nah, it's all good, man, we got this shit right here. Y'all doubt that I had a chance. Took the only route that I can. Now we flying in the south of France. You can pout me while I dance. Cry away while I fly away. Turn the city to annihilate. All I gotta do is rhyme today. Tell me what time I'm on stage. Tell me what time I'm on stage. There's some shit that I gotta say. Tell me what time I'm on stage. To the city that I'm raised. The mayor faded with a faded state in everybody's favor. Soul made a goal. Know that we made your way before the fader. More concerned how I came home, heard my homes was tasered by some pig overseer, cop overseer. Shit's over, I'm saying it gotta stop. I'm zoned and laser sharp, but I'm here and I know I need you. Don't do it for top 10 on radio. Before I drop dead, I save my soul. Know I got a hot head, but I'm staying cold. I ain't a player,
but the mail on.
Welcome back, guys, for a brand new episode of Bro Pro. We've got one in today. This one's for Capo Lee.
Okay, cool.
Can we have some tense?
If
music?
We're saying it like, do you know Oprah? Obviously, she's very talks like that. So yeah. It'd be like, how would we do Capo Lee in an Oprah style? Capo Lee. Very up at the end.
So we've had one in from Stephen. Mm. Very polite, Stephen. He answered, thanks, Stephen. Mm. Capo, I think you're great. I'm a newbie to grime. I'm really getting into it, but I find the gigs not so great. I think it's partly because I have to go down there on my own because none of my friends like grime. I find myself at the back of the venue. The crowds are normally very young and just a bit too full of beans. What do I need to do to enjoy myself more?
Do you know what you're going to have to do, Stephen? For starters, you're going to have to go with a few mates. Mm. Because a lot of people that go to these events, they're with their mates. That's why they're a bit rowdy. So you're going to be a bit intimidated by the crowd. The mosh pit. I tend to do mosh pits.
Do you?
Not bragging, but...
Yeah. Do you really? You're down the front? Wow.
No, okay. But you start the mosh pits on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought performing. You meant I was down in the mosh pit. Just go straight to a gig down the mosh pit. Exactly. Yeah, okay, so you don't go. Yeah. So he's, but this guy, Stephen, he's saying he doesn't have any friends. He's going to have to find some new friends first, isn't he?
Yeah. He's going to have to go there with a few of his friends, have a few drinks. Does he drink?
Stephen seems like he probably likes...
People who stand at the back of the venue always drink.
Well, because they know the bar, aren't they?
Yeah, and they just stand there with a drink and just nod their head.
Yeah. He's going
to have to spill it.
You're going to have to go with a few of your friends next time. Don't go on your own because it's a bit intimidating. But go with your friends, have a few drinks, and get into it properly. But it also depends what city you're in because, like, out of London is a bit more...
Hype.
Yeah, it's a bit more hype. London's a bit stush sometimes. Yeah.
Do you have favourite places to perform in?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Where?
I like going to Bristol.
Everyone always says that.
Well, what is it about Bristol that you like?
Their vibes is just sick. Like, they're definitely here to rave, and they rave from the start to the finish.
Mm.
And even if they don't know your song, like, they still, like, show you love, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I always appreciated that still.
Also, I think finding the correct... Do you know, like, some artists in grime, they don't... Because a lot of, like, you're saying the crowd's very young.
Mm.
Like, this, like, new wave of grime fans, you know, like the mosh pit, that never used to happen when I first started going to grime.
Yeah.
So if you find, like, certain artists, they're not actually going to have that crowd.
Mm.
So you can go there and everyone will be a bit more chilled, a bit more towards
but
your kind of vibe.
But he wants to see Capo. Are you saying do you have a mosh pit at your gigs, generally?
Yeah, I think
he wants to come and see you because he thinks you're great.
He's going to raves, isn't it? That's what he's doing.
Let us know where you're from, and then when I'm there, just let me know and I'll put you on the guest list. You can come with us and do backstage. But
you're so nice. I'm so my god.
Yeah, you have to just let me know where you're from. And
yeah. Look at that. Capo's gonna bring you along.
I'm
bring
about
you
to cry.
Through.
So nice.
Do you know what? And whilst he's performing, and I'll come through as well. Yeah. Whilst he's performing, he can hang out with me, and we can stand at the back together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to do.
Tell him message in.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then, yeah, we'll sort that out.
How do you feel at gigs? I personally wouldn't go to the front for this one reason. I'm not keen on this, and I believe it's not even beer anymore. It's urine.
Piss.
Just being thrown at gigs. Because I thought it was beer. You know when you go to a festival, generally, it happens to you at the front. You're like, people just flinging stuff. So I did think, and I hope I was being lied to, someone said, well, do you think people would pay fiber for a beer and then chuck it into the crowd? No, it's their own.
No, it's piss.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen that.
A couple of years ago... I might have been a year, 2 years ago when I interviewed Chasen Status Wireless. We spoke about this. We're saying people do it at a festival and everyone now expects it to happen and shit. But it wouldn't happen in any other situation where music's being... Like, you wouldn't be at home in your bedroom listening to some music and your mum comes and starts flinging feces at you. Do you know what I mean? It's not...
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Who started that
and
why?
Is that because at home, presumably, you have a toilet quite near to you, and if you're in the crowd at, like, a festival, if you're in the middle, it's going to take ages to get out.
To the back, yeah.
But why dash it?
You still shouldn't do it.
Why dash it?
You shouldn't do that.
Come on, I've pissed in cups before. I've pissed outside, but I've never thrown it.
I have not.
I've never pissed in a cup.
Have you never?
Not in
no,
a
I
cup.
Normally just drink it again. Just so, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
my God.
I don't. I bathe in it.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
So you do. I mean, I usually not seem like the sort of person, can I believe, that would ever piss into a cup,
never,
let alone throw it.
What are you doing if at one of your gigs someone starts throwing cups of piss about?
Now you know what it is. You didn't know that until now.
Do you know what happened once, though?
What?
One time I was on stage and there was this guy at the front, yeah. And the whole time I was performing, he kept swearing at me, like, like, bro, the whole, like, he was just stood there, like, the, I swear he didn't move his arm once. He was stood there like this the whole time.
At the front.
But there's all these people there, but for some. No, but listen, but the whole time, yeah.
Wait, what was his face like?
Was it
like
straight. His arm
he's
didn't
just staring
move.
At you.
But the whole time I was performing, like, out of all the people there, I just saw him. Like, I couldn't see anything else. I just saw him. And he was, and then he switched the arms, yeah. And then
when he got like, yeah, build up a lactic acid.
He did this, yeah. I was like, flipping out.
From the moment
then,
he came, like, out on stage, you mean? He was,
yeah,
just there.
And then, and then when one of the tracks finished, yeah, he started saying, he started, fuck you. I said to the DJ, stop the music. I was like, why do you hate me so much? Like, and he just kept swearing. So I said to the whole crowd, look at this guy swearing. Can you see me? Can you see this guy swearing? And then I said, on the count of three, everyone say dickhead.
Good.
Everyone called him a dickhead.
Did what? Did he continue to swear after that?
That was the end of that.
Oh, so did he leave or did he just put his
he
hand down?
He came up to me
really
after.
Slowly.
I swear to God, he came up to me after and he was like, you were so sick tonight. Yeah, how confused I was.
You were fucking sick, mate. I swear that. What a fucking good show that was, you prick.
What did you say to him? Did you say, what? Sorry, but I don't understand. Why have you, thank you for calling me sick, but why did you have your finger
I
up
I was like,
me?
Why was you swearing at me the whole time? And he was like, you couldn't even answer. I just wanted to, I said, I'm not angry at you.
Sure.
I just wanted to know why you hate me so much.
But what did he say?
I'm not even angry at you.
Yeah, I'm not even mad. But what did he say?
I don't know what he said. I don't even know what he said.
Do you remember where this was? Because maybe it's like a local custom, like a friendly greeting, whatever part of the country you're in.
Where was it? It was somewhere like Sheffield or something.
Yeah, of course,
it was
Sheffield. I was going to say it was somewhere up north. Probably Yorkshire. Yeah,
I think
Sheffield.
That's known as the Sheffield hello.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
the one finger salute. That's how they greet people.
But he held his finger up the whole time.
Wow. And was he on his own? Did he not have any friends with him?
I don't know. I think his friends were just dancing around.
Yeah, you can't have friends. Like, if they're letting you do that, they're not friends anyway. You know what I mean? You've come with people, but
and
they're not friends.
There was a guy that was trying to take photos of me while I was performing, but he had to angle it because all you could see in the background was this guy.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
That must be really, because sometimes comedians say when, if they're on stage and they see like 200 people in the crowd, or one person's like just not laughing, they totally focus on that person.
I done a festival in the summer. They were doing it to everyone, yeah, but throughout the whole performance, yeah, they were just saying, whoop, there it is, whoop. It was getting me so angry over my tune. They were doing it to everyone.
Yeah, that's a young crowd, that is.
It gets tough sometimes.
You just carry on. You have to, like, ignore it.
They can see in your face that you're getting uncomfortable and they love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to, don't react, I guess. But that's hard if you're on stage with a lot of people there and that you can. Does it annoy you if sometimes people, do you ever see people just like chatting away in gigs? Because that annoys me if I'm in the crowd. I don't know if it annoys you if being on stage.
Do you know what is annoying? If like you look to your left and you see somebody yawn.
Yeah.
That's worse than the finger.
What about, so you have been brought out by loads of other artists in your time and stuff. Yeah. Have you ever been brought out and the crowd wasn't your crowd?
Yeah.
That must be so.
Yeah.
So you know immediately because of that, you can just tell.
You know before.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know before, like, when they're just staring at you, like, fucking hell.
Does it make you want to do, like, a half-arsed performance?
Yeah, because, like, you feed off the crowd's energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what it is? Do you know when that happens mostly? It's not really, like, when people bring me out. It's when you do, like, an industry event. Like, it might be, like, for, like, a brand or something.
Oh, scene, yeah.
And everybody there's in the industry, so obviously people think they're too sexy to nod their head and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're just standing there staring at you because they're, you know what I'm saying, they're more important than you.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting a round of applause after a set must be quite weird.
Yeah.
Would that be, yeah, Yeah, I was going to say that would be weird if they're just kind of like, and then afterwards they're all whoop, yeah, like,
getting claps and getting wheels up.
Yeah, that's what,
wheel up, Steven.
Yeah, I've had that where they're just staring at you and then you'll get like loads of tweets. You was amazing today.
Show it then, yeah, blood.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
What about, so when you do a festival though, I imagine you come out to a crowd that may not know you, but then by the end of it, you may have won them over.
Yeah. That when was that happening? So like, that was more like last year, last summer, obviously, because I'm not in a crew or anything. So when I go out, I'm on my own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, always, like last summer, I was doing a lot of, last year, I spent a lot of time winning people over. That's all I was doing for the whole year. So yeah, it's cool, like by the end of it, like you feel like, yeah, you won.
How did you come across, because you work a lot with Corrupt FM, and the last time I saw you perform live was about a week ago at the Roundhouse with Corrupt FM.
Yeah.
I saw you at Lovebox and you were coming. How did you come across them guys? How did you all become?
Basically, me and Spyro had a show together in Manchester.
Yeah.
And then that same night after, he was doing a show for them in Leeds.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just followed him to Leeds. And then obviously I didn't think they would know who I was, so I went there. And then they were like, wow, Capo. I was like, me.
And they were like, they were like,
so sick you're here, man. Can't wait to see you perform. I was like, I didn't even come to perform. Like, so then I just went and done my thing. And they were like, yeah, man, we're big fans. So I was like, wow, sick.
Because at Lovebox, when we saw you there and we were interviewing you, Grindr came over, didn't he?
Yeah, and just jumped in
and say, hey.
Because Grindr taught you everything you know, right?
I definitely taught him.
Well, they have just been signed to XL, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they're doing an album, are they?
They've got their single coming out on Friday.
Do you feel like maybe you want to pop on that album?
Maybe. We might have something else.
Okay then. Yeah.
Are you going to worm your way into the TV show as well?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I mean, showing off a bit of acting skills backstage with them. You know.
Would you like to? Okay, that's good. Would you like to try some acting skill? Can we do a scenario for Capo to be in that?
Yeah. Okay. We can do some acting? So you run Pirate Radio. I'm coming into. I want to do a set.
Yeah.
You've never heard me spit before and I'm awful. Yeah. You need to get rid of me. So.
Not only is he awful, but he stood there the whole time.
I'm the guy from the gig who gave you the whole finger, so we'll start with I'll knock on the door of your pirate radio station.
Alright, go on. Obviously, I'm always late. So
all right.
What you do?
Good acting.
That is awesome. Good.
See,
because
the music's playing in the radio station.
Okay.
So
give it 45 for Capo to come out to the door. This is minutes, not seconds.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Oh, yo, safe, man. I live down below. I saw the aerials up on the roof. I could hear the music. And
okay.
I do like some kind of like, do you know donk music?
Not really.
You know, like, put a donk on it.
Definitely don't.
Well, maybe I could show you. I could come in. I could, you know, drop a few lyrics. I write my own stuff.
Mate, I don't even know your name yet.
You can call me MC... Sick on the beat.
You don't even know your name, so you want to be real?
You can call me MC Brent in the beat.
So what do you want to do exactly?
A bit of skibbity skibbida. Do you know what I mean? I've got the...
Have you got a DJ?
My mum's got a new CD player. Maybe I could bring it.
We've only got vinyl decks in here.
Oh, okay.
We definitely ain't got no donk vinyls.
I've got loads downstairs. Maybe we could bring some up. Maybe we could sit down. We could have a little play through some work together.
Yeah.
Maybe I could.
Do you know what we could do? We could give you a trial, so you'll be off air.
Okay.
We'll give you a trial. We'll give you a 30-second trial.
Wicked. What I'll do is I'll bring all of my family down as well so they can see what it is.
How many members do you have? Because you know, this is illegal, so if they, you know.
In my family, well, there's what, the ones that still like me or the ones that are going to come through?
The ones that like you.
So none really, but, like, I'm sure my mum will come down. She's really...
Wait, don't I know your face from somewhere? Did you used to hang around with Badger?
Yeah, you're about MC Badge.
Yeah.
Great. See, so what are we saying?
I feel like an end scene. Very
Thank
good.
You very much.
You're going to be in the next series, or if not, you need to be writing your own series. Maybe writing something.
Yeah.
And you were good too, Reese. So you're also good.
I would actually like to get into film.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any sort of parts that you would like to play, or anyone?
Not particularly, but I'm down to try.
What you should do? Just hit up a casting agent.
Hmm.
So they just send you like acting auditions and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't have to pay for anything.
Accent, what do you think he said?
I don't know. I heard
cast.
I don't know.
Who would you like to act with?
I would like to do a Noel Clark film, you know.
Oh, well, I do know. We know Noel.
Yeah, I do.
I do.
It could even be a little role. It could even be me getting beaten up.
I'm pretty sure because he used to do a show.
And he cast Jack Mate in his old film.
Yeah, so if you would like me to put it out to Mr. Clark, I can do that for you.
The bloods
and me and Capo can.
Yeah, we could meet.
Oh, well, you as well. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, get me in there too, you know what I mean?
Well, you're a double act now, are you?
Yeah, yeah, double act, yeah.
What are you going to call yourselves?
Don't pressure us.
Sorry. It's actually the first thing Noel will ask, isn't it?
Yeah, well, once you've been in touch with Noel, when he's got back to you, we'd have probably spitballed a few names by then. We'll be ready to take over.
Sure. Okay. It's going to make this magic happen. It's all happening for you, Capo Lee. We've got Liam Gallagher, Calvin Harris. I work with Samson Ash because I told you to, that singer. And Noel Clark.
Yeah.
Very big year for you next year.
This is going to be hectic over our side, trying to get him in touch with us.
Yeah, we're like, sorry, who are you?
It's been a tough one.
Yeah.
We're coming to the end of the show.
We nearly are.
I've got a couple of minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Actually went so fast.
I know.
Have you got anything coming out that you'd like to let everyone know? Or?
I've just got that EP I spoke about last week. But yeah, that's it really. I'm just trying to I'm just shooting the videos at the moment.
Okay.
Have you got anything coming up in the week? You're going back to Nando's? You know how you got your special sauce? Yeah.
Nando's, they've built a studio, haven't it?
That would make sense to do a lot for the music.
Where?
I think it's in Soho, I think.
Okay.
But they've got a studio, so that's for young people to be able to go there and just use the studio, so I'm just gonna go
a
down
bit like how Relentless does.
Yeah. So they want me to just go down, have a chat.
Oh, nice.
If you do
work with Nando's on the music side, they normally give you a black card as well, so
yeah, I'm
just saying.
Do you like Nando's?
I love Nando's.
I just don't get to eat it enough, is all I'm saying
to you.
If I get that
black card, you guys will be the first.
because Harley used to have the black card.
Well, used to.
Yeah, but he's still at us, but he just doesn't show anymore.
I never had any of Harley's free Nando's black card.
Don't worry. If I get that black card, we're going Nando's.
See, hooked up Stephen, hooked up us, Capo Mate, what a guy. And on that note...
We're going to have to
end it. Yeah, that's it. We're going to have to give a big thank you to Capo Lee for coming through again.
Jeez. Amazing.
Stephen, we'll be in touch. Let's get you to a grand gig.
Yeah, Callum at Swingin's up next.
He is, and his special guest is Jess and Kitty. Unisex mode.
Correct.
See you next week.
Ring ring, since I'm getting money, I'm the in thing. Bling bling, diamonds in my rollie got me squinting. Six figure nigga, I'm balling, I call it dribbling. I'ma put on all of my brothers, words to my siblings. Wait, if you're getting money, let me hear you shout pay. I'm the type of nigga, take your missus on a date. Thought it was a rental when it's in a new place. Screaming lotta to the world, there ain't nothing to debate.
You ain't making money like we know. You ain't making money like we know. You ain't making money like we know.
Zaga Dax. You know they making money like me. You know they see the things that they see and the life that they live. Everything fresh and clean. Everything big man team. Best believer. I'm a girl so nice. She make a girl look risky. Brisky. Now my pocket is so fat. Just look skinny. Skinny. Back in the days, them never used to pick up my phone. Right now, them steady on the board. Don't wanna leave him alone. We making money out here, we making money out here. Only major moves out here, only major moves right here.
Everybody wanna swing my way, cause they heard I got a banger. I used to call up Lexi, Lee, Shrimp, Page, and they never used to answer. And now they wanna rule with the squad line, my oh, follow na 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 na. And now they wanna phone on my main line, oh, follow na 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 na. You ain't making money like we know, done. You ain't making money like we know, done. You ain't making money like we know, done. You ain't making money like we know. ain't making money like I got some new rhythms, new lyrics. Soon finish abusing it, I'm bruising it, I'm using it. But I've only been in the game for 2 minutes. Hey, 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 yo. Tell me what you say, hey, hey, yo. Man, I wake up and I pray, hey, hey, yo. Every single day, hey, hey, yo. Everybody wanna swing my way, cause they heard I got a banger.
Cause they heard I got a banger.
I used to call up Lexi, Lee, Shrimp, Page, and they never used to answer.
Zaga that.
And now they wanna roll with the squad line, my. Oh, for the na 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 na. And now they wanna phone on my main line. Oh, na 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 na.